If it goes off, the one I've been warned about is one possibly going off in Israel. Yeah, and that's the next one that could or would or, and it's my understanding is it's 50-50 and it's getting higher numbers every day.
Yes.
Now, as far as politics, I know that you don't want to go into that too much, but as far as like November elections and that, are the right people going to start being set up that are?
The right people are already set up to help. People are already doing the best they can to negate those people. And one party is already planning on stealing the election, so there you go. If it's not exposed, they're already putting laws in behind closed doors that are planning to steal the election. And that's going to start with them saying that people no longer have to register themselves, but the state is now having to register people and find them. And they're going to put loopholes in that law that allow people to vote in more than one province, more than one state. They're planning on stealing the elections. It depends on us. It depends on how upset we get.
They've been doing that.
Who wants to stay in office?
They've been doing that for years, both parties do it.
You know, when Lyndon Johnson got elected, he first got elected in Texas as a senator because all the people from these two graveyards voted in alphabetical order. Amazing how that happened. That's how he won that election.
Well, the Washington governor got elected by the dead people who voted there.
Yeah. So they're just planning on stealing the election. So they're not concerned with the uprisings that are happening, the more Tea Parties. You're going to see more revolts. You're going to see more people angry. You're going to see more demonstrations. Exactly. And they said it's up to us. This is what they're going to try. It's up to us if they succeed.
Yes. So blatant.
They're already blatant.
They're blatant.
I think they're already blatant. What amazed me was... I was at a pool the other day, and when there's hardly anybody in the pool, when other people get in the pool, I always go, hi, who are you, where are you from, and whatever else, and yeah, and what's your name, and that kind of stuff, and how do you spell that, and but anyway, I was in the pool, and this couple came in, and I asked them, and they said they were camping there. And they had come from the East and whatever else. And they brought up the subject of Obama, and I've just learned keep my trap shut. But I won't let them think I believe something. If they say something, I will say I disagree. I don't want to discuss it. I don't want to get an argument. I will simply say I disagree so that I'm not leaving the wrong impression that somehow by my silence I'm agreeing with them. But I don't think it's worth fighting over. I don't want to put the energy there. So anyway, she came up to me. I forget what our subject was talking about, but all of a sudden out of her mouth is, she goes, can you believe that people still think that Obama wasn't born in the U.S.? And I looked at her and I said, and to think there's still people who believe he was. And they got out of the pool. okay, I got the whole pool to myself again. But I'm not being silent anymore. I don't want to get into arguments. You do not have to agree with me, but I'm not going to let you think I agree with you when I don't, if that makes sense. I have always kind of said, I'm doing what I'm asked to do. I will play my part. I will do what I came to do. I'm willing to do that, and I'm not willing to stand out. I don't know if that makes sense. I love my privacy. I love just being one more body running around. Yeah.
Any communications, anything about disclosure or contact?
ETs, you're talking about ETs? More and more people. It's going to come over the next 10 to 15 years where it's a non-issue because it's known. Government already knows it. Enough people already know it. And yet at the same time, I don't see interference with it. It's just like... the next big thing that they want known is that there's life after death. And they want it so known that it's not a question or a faith anymore. It's a knowing that life continues. And I know that there's going to be those kind of showings and things happening in different people's lives and in ways so many people's lives that that's known. And once that's known, then life from other planets can be known, but it's like no big deal because we're here to solve this ourselves. My understanding is they're really observers, and we're here to solve this ourselves, and if we're asking for help, we're getting help from so many different ways. But they're waiting to see what we do. They're not coming in to rescue. Yeah.
What about the scenarios that the government has possibly set up for faith first contacts scenarios?
You know, if you know your own soul contact, you'll tell. You can tell. You can tell it's discernment. You know, you can tell.
Yeah, I never heard that one.
Explain faith first contacts.
It's like, did we really land on the moon, or was it just an illusion that they made a movie and showed it on TV and pretended it was real? Or was it real? Was it fake, or was it real?
It was real.
I think it was real. But I think people are making it look fake.
Okay,
so... There's a story on the internet of what's it called, Blue, something, Project Blue Lie or something, where they can do holograms in the clouds and make it appear to be spaceships and make it look pretty realistic.
So you go inside and you ask, is this real or is this not? Okay, I believe it was real. Okay.
Busters, and they went along with all of those, and you know, everything came out true. And all their tests.
You know, so, okay. But really, yes, negative things are going to happen, but if I'm trusting my team, I say yes, but they're going to, in the long term, help us to get to where we're going that's positive. And that's what's important, is to focus on the positive. Yeah, Bill?
You've moved to San Antonio. It's your new home for a couple of years. Have you figured out why San Antonio, other than it's your home? But, I mean, you could have moved to a jillion places. Why do you think San Antonio?
I love San Antonio.
I know that. But what's the... There's other reasons.
Well, I teasingly tell the light keepers that they send me around the world, I get beaten up, and then I get to come home to San Antonio and get nurtured and loved by all my wonderful friends there, and then I get strong again and I can go back out in the world and get beaten up.
So you're planning to get beaten?
No, I'm going home to be nurtured. I'm going back to nurturing land. Okay. I've had some pretty tough experiences. Yeah.
So do the light keepers have a message for the key search today at all, or...
I can ask real fast if you want me to. Well, hold on. Let me go in and ask. Hold on. What they said is, you are becoming, you are going to find what you're looking for, and you don't need faith. You just need to be who you are and trust yourselves. Stop looking for answers outside yourself. Start looking for answers inside, and you've got it. That was their message. Okay. Anything else? Okay, yeah.
Just a quick question. You were talking about Iran and Israel and all that situation over there. Do you see any possibility in your visions of them forming a larger coalition, maybe led by Turkey? And
Turkey in the past has been our friend. And they've been our friend until recently. And right now, they are not a friend to Israel.
Some people predicted that, you know, that they would agree to want something like the Ottoman Empire, and Iran, you know, might join them.
My understanding is that there's a lot of things that are being tried that will not be successful, because between food shortages, riots, natural calamities, people, they're not going to have an opportunity. They're going to try for another year and a half to be as much as destructive as possible, and then they're going to realize that we're in survival mode and that all of that is really useless. And another one of my friends said to me, I was in a discussion group, and somebody said, it looks like the government's taking everything. And my friend, who was 79, looks and says, they can have it. And when they have all of it, because the rest of us really don't care, we have our spirituality, then what? And then we'll have what we need and not worry about it. So he says, why fight it? Give it to them. Just like Jesus in the temple, give Caesar that which is Caesar's and all that other good stuff. And it says, so let them have it. Because spirituality is what's really important. All the rest really doesn't matter. And if they want it, give it to them and then move on and go forward. And that if you trust and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing with your spiritual work, you will be provided for. I haven't asked.
See the movie 2012.
I haven't asked. And I'll tell you what, if somebody asks in a private session, then I get the information. Okay? If people don't ask in private sessions, then I don't go in and ask where any part of the answer could create fear in me, because I choose not to go into fear. And I notice that any time I make a decision based out of fear, it's always the wrong decision. And if I can stay in peace within myself, then I make much better decisions. And so I've really learned that if fear is there, to pull from that as fast as possible, come back and find my peace and not give my energy to it. So, I mean, that's where I'm at in my own growth.
You were saying that we're on the 50-degree line here.
Uh-huh.
And that's a fairly safe place to be. At Yellowstone's in this area, in the Idaho.
Let me tell you a story about what happened in Nashville, okay, and that'll answer that. I was in Nashville a bunch of years ago, and the lightkeepers were giving an open, and the lightkeepers told a story and said how there was this natural disaster, and this guy went there, and he knew that he was always protected, and even though he was in the midst of the natural disaster, he went around to all the other people that were in the same area huddled together and said, I know you're safe. And that there was, you know, the community talked about that afterwards and whatever. So when they got through telling that basic story, then they said, and lightkeepers give credit where credit's due, which I love, and they said, we're going to share a story that Chiron, our brother, shared. And it was basically that story. And then they said, so we are telling you that you are all safe. Everyone in this room is safe. So here's your story, and you are all safe. A week later, they had 6 tornadoes touch down in Nashville. I was home in San Antonio. But they touched down in Nashville. And the lawyer that was at the session, they were all professionals that were at the session. And the lawyer that I communicated with the most, I called him and I said, how you doing? And how is everybody? And he said, oh, I had the best time during that tornado. He said, we were in the building, and my building got hit the hardest. And he said, but when the tornado came in and they told us all to go to the basement, I knew I was safe. And the door couldn't open very well from the outside. So I opened the door for everybody and said, come on in here. This is a safe place. Because if I'm here, I know I'm safe. Y'all are safe. Come on in here. And they had told them they were all safe, right? So everybody in that building, that basement, was safe. When that guy went up on the second to top floor where his offices were, the corner offices, that building was the most damaged in all of Nashville. The windows were destroyed. There was so much damage. On his floor, all the windows are double paned. Only the outer windows were damaged. Not one drop of water in any of his offices. Okay? What's faith got to do with it? Okay? The other story, I called everybody that was at that thing. Are you okay? Are you okay? You know, me. Are you okay? And I heard the most amazing stories. One guy had both houses on either side of him, 2 different tornadoes. One got this house, one got that house. His house was fine. He was fine. His family was fine. I heard the most amazing stories. So, if you know you're safe, you are where you're supposed to be, you hold that energy and you just trust it. In my life, I have been so close to disaster so many different times. 2 different people have tried to kill me. I mean, I was in Turkey right north of Iraq when that started. I was in Madrid, supposed to be on that train that got blown up, but I decided to show my friend how to read the things, so I was not on that train that got blown up in Madrid. I mean, I was so close to, I can tell you stories of how close I've been to different things. And some of my friends say, boy, I'm always traveling with you because you're always safe. And others of my friends say, look at how close she gets. No way am I going with her anywhere. So it's your viewpoint. Where are you going to sit? I look at it, if I can be of best service here in a physical, then God's going to keep me here in a physical. If I can be of best service somewhere else, then God will put me there. As long as I'm willing to follow the highest I know, then I am where I'm supposed to be, and whatever happens, happens because of my learning and to the highest good of the learning of the ones around me. So I don't worry about it. You know, I was promised my daughter safe in Israel. I try not to go there. That creates, you know, the motherly thing. And I notice that's where the fear is. So I try to stay out of that energy and just tap in periodically. You know. So I think it behooves all of us just to know that what's happening is happening. And we volunteered to come at this time. We elbowed people out of line to say, no, me, I want to be here during this time because of what's happening for my own growth so that I can be of service and I can grow. And so if we keep that in mind, that we chose this, then that means we don't get the right to complain because it's not going to do any good anyway, and it's bad for our own energy. And if you stay positive, you also stay more healthy. You know, and I love good discussions, but my discussions hopefully never go into complaints in that status, okay? Because to me, a complaint is something that you're voicing that you have no intention of doing an action behind. But you have the right to say something if you're going to act behind it to make it better, in your view of better. And I think what's happening in our country is that enough people are upset that we're going to start acting and taking our power back to make it better. And how does anything look? The light keepers have always used the example of you're cleaning out your house and you want to downsize or clean it or paint it or whatever. You take everything out of every cupboard. And it's all over the floor and the tables and the couches and the chairs, and it looks like absolute mess. But as you repaint, you decide what goes back where and what goes out. It looks beautiful when you're done. But in the meantime, everything's out for reevaluation, whether it's still of service, whether it's still wanted, whether it's still useful, okay, whether you've outgrown it or not. And during that time, everything comes to the surface, and you get rid of all the garbage, and you start fresh and new. And they said, we're in the time period. It's like cleaning out your house. Everything's out of the cupboards. Everything's coming to the surface. There's no secrets. And now we're deciding, are we repainting? Are we recarpeting? What are we doing before we put everything back in a new, fresh way? Okay. And the biggest thing is to be cooperative and not competitive. You know, we've got to cooperate with each other. Because when we compete, we'll all lose. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
You forgot one thing.
What?
Where's the winning lottery numbers?
You know what? They have never given me those. I've been told that if I use it for selfish purposes, that they'll leave me.
Yeah. You're reading on me and give